The Camden County Jail just started a new program for inmates who have mental health and addiction issues. Jail officials connect them with case managers while they're in jail and, importantly, connect them to services once they've been released. WHYY's Nina Feldman visited the jail to find out more.
When I met William Rivera, it was the last day of his 8.5-month stint in Camden County Jail. Rivera was in for a burglary charge. He says he stole to support his heroin addiction. This was not his first time in jail.
I've been incarcerated since I was young, since I was 10 years old. Yeah, I've been through foster homes, I've been through placements, I've been through, like, you know, prisons, back and forth.
If you had to guess how many times you've been in and out of jail or prison, how many times would you guess?
You talking about adult or is it juvenile?
Total.
I'm going to say like 40, 50 times.
Wow.
Like going back and forth thing, yeah. Yes.
But this time, something's different. For the past few weeks, Rivera has been working with a reentry specialist who's helped him figure out what he needs to succeed once he's out of jail.
They got me my ID to help you for, you know, to have a job. You know, they help you for everything that you need to be in the society.
There's no reason to wait until they're released to identify, oh, you don't have a birth certificate, you don't have photo identification, which all adds up.
That's Sharon Bean. She's the population manager at the jail. She leads the program, which is funded by a 3-year, $650,000 grant from the Department of Justice. Reentry programs have gained support in prisons nationwide, but they're less common in local jails. Bean says in this program, the help starts inside.
The idea is the next appointment is already scheduled before the release.
To make this work, the agencies serving inmates once they're released need to talk to each other. That means medical groups, educational institutions, and housing agencies in Camden are all in touch about the same clients.
You can think of a relay race where the baton is passed and people run a leg to provide that service.
That's David Owens, director of the Camden Department of Corrections, chiming in with Bean. She says there will be a reentry specialist literally at the door of the prison as each person is released.
And whatever was the first thing that was identified, if it's housing, they're connecting them to housing and making sure they have a place to stay tonight. And then there's a plan for what are you doing tomorrow?
For William Rivera, the plan is to attend Narcotics Anonymous meetings, start the job he has lined up at a butcher shop, and reconnect with his fiance. The city of Camden has limited addiction resources. Its needle exchange program was closed in 2016, and the methadone clinic, though still open, was recently raided by the FBI. David Owen says about 20% of inmates in Camden County jails have mental illness, and 60% have substance use disorder. People who deal with both often end up cycling in and out of jail.
We don't know whether it is the drugs driving the mental health or the mental health driving the drugs. And with programs like this, we're able to devote some time to finding that out.
The plan is to serve about 190 people each year through the program. Since it began in March, reentry specialists have worked with about 30 inmates. 3 have been released and are working with the program on the outside. Rivera is number 4. When we packed up and said goodbye, everybody around, a lieutenant, a sergeant, the jail's population manager, were all rooting for him.
All right, good luck to you, man. Yo, you can do it, right? All right.
All right.
Good luck.
Nina Feldman, WHYY News.